Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Thank you, member supporters. On today's program, we focus the hour on the music of French composer Francis Poulenc, specifically his well-balanced collection of six songs entitled Fiançailles pour Rire, Humorous Engagements, composed in 1939 on poems by Louise de Villemorin. We'll also hear other Poulenc melodies composed on text by Villemorin during the hour. Poulenc's vocal works are linked in particular to the poetry of Guillaume Apollinaire, Paul Éluard, and Max Jacob. But Poulenc longed for texts that were more feminine in his words, and so he turned to Louise de Villemorin. He once wrote, "Few people move me as much as Louise de Villemorin. Her works are characterized by sensuality, refinement, and polished wordplay, often set against the backdrop of unrequited love and amorous deception." Born in 1902 and given the name Marie-Louise Lévesque de Villemorin, she was the heir to a family fortune and made a career writing tales set in artistic and aristocratic milieu. She was once engaged to novelist and aviator Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, best known for his work Le Petit Prince. And Villemorin's first husband was American real estate heir Henry Lee Hunt, the only son of Leigh S.J. Hunt, a businessman who once owned much of Las Vegas, Nevada. She married once again, but that marriage to the Austrian-born Hungarian playboy Count Plafy also ended in divorce. Villemorin was the mistress to many, including a British ambassador to France, as well as Count Paul Esterhazy de Galanta, who left his wife in 1942 for Villemorin. Her final years were spent living with author and French cultural affairs minister André Malraux. She died in 1969. Renowned for her unrepressed approach to dealing with love and affairs of the heart, Villemorin's very unconventional life for the times in which she lived fascinated Poulenc endlessly, who regularly sang her praises. French director Jean Cocteau described her as a tall and ravishing woman, and quite simply, a genius. In fact, he once proposed to Villemorin, to which she graciously declined. Even director Orson Welles fell head over heels for her. Regarding the work we're about to hear today, Fiançailles pour Rire, Poulenc wrote that had it not been for the war, he may have never written this work. He composed it so that he might be able to think more often of Villemorin, imprisoned in her castle in Hungary with her second husband, the Count, in 1940. The songs form a well-constructed group for a recital. That's not to say that they're a cycle, because there is no narrative thread between the poems. Therefore, the songs can be performed separately. The first song, La Dame d'André, or André's Woman, André wonders if the current woman in his life will endure or simply be a flight of fancy. The second song, Dans l'herbe, in the grass, the poem centers on the connection between love and the death of a relationship. In Il vole, the third song, Villemorin plays with the double meaning of il vole, which can mean he steals or he flies. Poulenc considered this song to be one of the most difficult, requiring multiple rehearsals between the pianist and the singer. In the fourth song, Mon cadavre est doux comme un gant, My cadaver is soft like a glove, a woman pleads for her lover to remember her as once she was rather than what she will become with age. The fifth song, Violon, Violin, evokes Paris and an elegant atmosphere in a Hungarian cafe along the Champs-Élysées. A lady of means is enchanted by a gypsy violinist who performs for her. And finally, in Fleur, the sixth and last song, a woman burns souvenirs from a romance that has since finished, but in the midst of her melancholy is also love, respect, and appreciation. Today, we'll hear French soprano Nora Amsalam and American pianist Alton Baldwin perform this mesmerizing work. Thank you.
Le bonheur et le fort. Je
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and today we're enjoying the Poulenc melody based on poetry by Louise de Villemorin. You just heard Amsalam and Baldwin perform Fiançailles pour Rire. I'm such an avid fan of those last two songs that we're going to hear them once again, this time with French soprano Marie Mesplé singing song number 5, Violon, with Gabriel Tocchino accompanying, and Dutch soprano Ellie Ameling performing song number 6, Fleur, with Baldwin accompanying. While these songs are intended for a female voice and don't have to be sung together, Poulenc did say that whenever singing Fleur, song number 6, which is in D flat major, the song should be preceded by a song in a distant key like Violon, or a song in A major, to ensure the impression of a sound that comes from far away.
Accent mes conneries, la vie violente.
Thanks for listening to Singing in Other Sins. You just heard Poulenc's Violon with Mesplet and Tocchino and his Fleur with Ameling and Baldwin. Both songs are from Poulenc's collection of Fiançailles pour rire with poetry by Louise de Villemorin. Fiançailles wasn't the only text of Villemorin that Poulenc set to music. In fact, 2 years earlier in 1937, Poulenc set three poems and published them under the title Trois Poèmes de Louise de Villemorin. Le Garçon de Liège, The Boy of Liège, or The Fickle Boy, a song with a very turbulent atmosphere that goes by in a dizzying speed, is followed by Au-delà, Beyond, a song replete with veiled eroticism. And finally, Aux officiers de la garde blanche, of the officers of the White Guard, Villemorin wrote to Poulenc that this poem is less of a prayer than an avowal. And Poulenc warns that for interpreters of this very difficult song, despite its simplicity on the surface, it can be a doozy to deal with. Pianist Graham Johnson writes of this collection of songs that he almost feels that Villemorin herself has been materialized before our eyes. Performing them today are pianist Thomas Morocco and French-American soprano Sandra Amouy, recorded live in a recital in New York. And we'll end the segment with A Musical Sin, a piano piece by Poulenc, Improvisations for Piano, Hommage à Edith Piaf, with Pascal Roger at the piano.
Je m'en vais, sois bien.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and you just heard pianist Pascal Roger perform Poulenc's homage to French cabaret singer Edith Piaf. And before that, you heard a live recording of French-American soprano Sandra Amaury with pianist Thomas Morocco perform Poulenc's Trois Poèmes de Louise de Villemorin. We now turn to Poulenc's collection of three songs under the title Métamorphose. Unlike Fiançailles pour rire, these songs are just as suitable in the male voice as they are in the female voice. Poulenc's collaborative partner, famed baritone Pierre Bernac, was reportedly a little miffed that female voices were the only beneficiaries of Poulenc's songs and the text of Villemorin, so he encouraged Poulenc to compose something that male voices could also enjoy. He writes in his book, Francis Poulenc, The Man and His Songs, quote, composed during the war in 1943, Métamorphose was written as a sign of the friendship of the musician for his poetess friend, who was still far away from France. End quote. The poetic songs include Reine de Mouette, Queen of the Seagulls, a charming, if not demanding, song on the pianist and singer interpretively. C'est ainsi que tu es, that is the way that you are, is a Chopinesque romantic melody filled with melancholy. And finally, Paganini, referring, of course, to the great Italian violin virtuoso. It's a song showcasing virtuosity for both the singer and the pianist. Performing the two songs in this collection today are none other than the composer himself, Poulenc, at the piano, and his friend and collaborative partner, baritone Pierre Bernac, singing. For the final song, Paganini, I've selected a well-known tenor, Nicolai Gaeta, with Aldo Ciccolini at the piano.
Reine des mouettes, mon orpheline, je t'ai vue rose, je m'en souviens, sous les brumes mousseline de ton deuil ancien. Rose des mille baisers qui chagrinent, tu te laissais accorder à mes mains, sous les brumes mousseline, voile de nos liens. Rougis, rougis, mon baiser te devine, mouette prise au nœud des grands chemins. Reine des mouettes, mon orpheline, rose accordée à mes mains, rose sous les mousselines, et je m'en
sirène, berceau des cœurs, cœur et berceau, larmes de Marie-Madeleine, soupir d'une reine, écho, violon, orgueil des mains légères, des paras cheval sur le zoo. fatigue, charcuté, courant la forêt, puis des vérités ludatiques, confession publique, corset, violon, alcool de la mauvaise, préférence, muscle du soir, épaule de saison soudaine, feuille de chêne, miroir, violon, chevalier du silence, joue évadé du bonheur, poitrine de mille présences.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and today we're enjoying the Poulenc melody based on the poetry of Louise de Villemorin. Poulenc and Bernac performed Reine de Mouette and C'est ainsi que tu es, with Gaidach and Ciccolini performing the final song, Paganini, from his Metamorphoses. The second song, C'est ainsi que tu es, ranks as one of the finest French songs there is, in my opinion, so I'd like to hear it again, this time with Nora Amsalam and pianist Dalton Baldwin, who was actually a friend and the heir apparent to Poulenc and Bernac in terms of how to interpret Poulenc's music and French song in general. And we'll also hear the great Leontine Price perform the Chopinesque melody with David Garvey accompanying. Speaking of Chopin, we'll continue on with Poulenc's tribute to Chopin, the song Mazurka. In 1949, Polish operatic bass Doda Conrad commissioned six composer friends to compose a work in homage to the memory of Chopin to celebrate the 100th anniversary of his passing under the title Mouvement du Cœur, The Heart's Impulse. Poulenc was among the selected few with his Mazurka. It's a pensive song, evoking the image of young girls attending a grand ball and dancing the mazurka. Performing today is French baritone François Leroux with pianist Pascal Roger. And we'll end the hour with a song that isn't based on text by Louise de Villemorin, but if you allow me the personal privilege to include one of my favorite Poulenc songs, which is technically not a mélodie, but more of a sung waltz, Les Chemins de l'Amour, The Pathways of Love, composed in 1940 as incidental music for a play. Performing it today is French soprano Marie Mesplet with pianist Gabriel Taquino.
Thank you. soleils au plafond, les robes au panier, miroirs et violons, faut ainsi, faut de main tombent l'aiguille de raison, de mort de jeune fille qui s'envole et faut ainsi, faut d'un regard qui d'une ride à leur front, le beau temps ou la pluie, et de soupir la faute si si, faut danser l'incertitude dont les pas compteront. Où le double des brunes, leur silence profond, faut ainsi, faut du bal une poterie où les feux s'uniront. Des amours rencontrés, ainsi la neige fond.
You've been listening to Poulenc's Mélodie with words by Louise de Villemorin. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I'll leave you with one final sin, a solo piano piece by Poulenc entitled Mélancolie. Be sure to come back again soon for a future singing and other sins. I'm your host, Blair Bunmagura. Aloha.